Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Sally and Maureen, a tough act to follow. Aaron, Common Knowledge is a social enterprise in Clare focused on sharing practical skills for sustainable and affordable living. It's about giving people the tools and confidence to take more control of their homes and communities. And to tell us more about it, we're joined in studio by Keane Corcoran. Hello, Keane, in the middle.
How are you?
Keane is a build school instructor and two of the people who've been through the system, so to speak. Aileen Crossley. Hello, Aileen.
Hi, Ray.
Thanks for coming in. And Aaron Kedward.
Hey, Ray.
Not to be confused with Jedward. I've never met a Kedward before.
Have you met Jedward before?
I've met Jedward. Right. It's Kedward, it's an unusual name, isn't it?
It is. No relation, unfortunately.
Yeah, and where's Kedward from?
It's from southwest England, Gloucestershire.
Aha, right.
We're the only Kedward family in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah,
you know
where to find him.
Yeah. Now, Keane, common knowledge and then there's build school.
Yeah.
So what's the structure?
Yeah, so...
Which came first?
Build school came first.
Right.
It existed on its own for a few years. Harrison Gardner was running it from his kitchen, basically. He was getting loads of questions from friends and neighbours and things about how to do this and how to do that. He's a builder.
Aha.
And he said, look, just I'll assemble here in my kitchen and I'll answer all your questions.
Right.
So that's where it started. And then in 21, it was... kind of formalized in Common Knowledge, and it's kind of our flagship course, you know. So it's the main thing that we do, and it's a course for a kind of a broad range of people with different varying abilities or varying experience in building.
Just describe to me the bricks and mortar of the place down in Clare. What's it look like? Where is it?
Right. Yeah. So we're on 50 acres of mostly bog. And we have a few different buildings around. We've got our kind of main lodge where we have lunches and breakfast and things like that for anyone doing courses. We have accommodation for anyone doing courses. It's also open to the public as well if they want to just come and stay with us. We have our workshop and, just other buildings for running courses and things like that. And most of the stuff happens in the workshop.
And you went through the system yourself and now you're an instructor.
Yeah.
So what brought you to it?
I moved to Clare about 5 years ago from Dublin, and I bought a house that was not really livable. We thought it might have been, but we were up against, you know, so I worked a lot as a carpenter. I had a good bit of experience in carpentry, but the stuff in relation to the house was just very overwhelming for me. So I went and did build school, loved it, knew lots of the stuff, but also learned a lot. And then very soon after doing it, Harrison asked me if I'd like to... be an instructor.
Yeah.
So that was 4 years ago.
Right. Harrison Gardner, he's one of the founders.
Yes.
And
yes.
The other two founders, it reads like, you know, they're sort of like villains in a movie or something like that. So who are the other guys? There's Harrison Gardner, Fionn Kidney, Spider Hickman and Aaron McClure.
Is it Spider the one that's
sticking
out
for you? Yeah, well, they're an impressive group of names, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, and they're great people. They all brought a lot to the table.
And Harrison was a builder, you say. Fionn, what was Fionn's special?
Fionn is like the brains of the operation. He's always working in the background.
And Spider?
Spider's no longer working with us.
Right.
But yeah, she
and,
was
and Aaron
builder
McClure.
As well. And Aaron is Harrison's partner.
Aha.
Or wife.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So build school. So you're not training people in a trade. That's important, isn't it? That we state that from the outset.
Yeah. There's no certification or anything like that.
Right. And is certification not important when you're building things?
No.
No, right, okay.
Well, up to a point,
yes.
You know. There's a lot of work that people can do on their own that doesn't need certification. Uh-huh. And if someone's building their own house, they're typically going to do it as well as they can.
Right.
You know, they're going to use the materials that they have access to within their budget, and they're going to put their
Is right your house finished?
No.
All right.
No. God, no. No, it'll always be a work in progress.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Aileen, is your house finished?
Definitely not.
No. Okay. Right. So you heard about build school on Brendan O'Connor, was it? A few years ago. Yes.
Twice on two occasions. And I just twigged. I was thinking about doing this. And I said, when and if I do this, I need to go there.
Right.
And then I bought an old house in Wicklow. And
what are we talking old now?
1840s.
Aha, cottage.
In the village, kind of a townhouse in the
village. Oh, right, yeah.
Which is derelict and in need a lot of love, you know. So I knew I needed help and to demystify the process as a person on my own doing this, you know. So I wouldn't get ripped off by anyone, you know.
And that's an important part of it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, hugely.
So when they say we're going to need a couple of Joyces there and we'll have to hardboard that and all that, you know what they're talking
about.
Yeah,
I can go, why? And I can now I'd be like, okay, but yeah. You know, I'd question things a little bit more.
Right.
You know.
And had you any experience?
Nothing.
No, Keane said he bit of carpentry under his belt, so to speak. You had nothing?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay. Taking on a big refurb like you did is daunting, overwhelming.
Yes.
A lot of people would say, question your sanity probably.
They did.
Did they? Right?
Yeah, many people did. My family in particular.
Yeah. Yes.
But and I arrived down in kind of a bag of nerves because I still didn't know what way I was going to approach this house. But by the end of the 5 days, I knew what I was going to do.
And so it was a 5-day course?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you go down armed with questions?
Oh, yeah.
Specifics, yes.
Lots of things.
Yes.
I didn't know what way to do it. Yeah. Everyone's saying dry lining, air to heat pump, all the usual SIEA, whatever stuff you were doing. But I knew this was an old house with old bones and I wanted to keep it that way. So I talked to lots of people and then I realised, there is a way. You know, I can do this. And I decided that's the way. And I weight lifted off me. And now I came back really excited, you know, and I told my contractor, this is what we're doing.
Where is it at now?
It is still, the roof is being worked on. And all the crap is off. The walls are back to old stone. It's so beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And it looks horrific, but it looks beautiful to me and I'm so excited. Yeah. It doesn't
And
scare
have you
me.
Done any of the work yourself?
A little bit, right. A little tiny bit. But I look forward to getting more involved because I couldn't really get up on the roof. The builders wouldn't really, you know.
So the big thing for you in build school was confidence and knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the confidence, the confidence to question and
Yes, and to
instruct.
Understand the process,
yeah,
you know, and to understand what the house needed.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Aaron, what is your story? What did you buy?
Yeah, very similar. 1840s cottage in Wicklow.
Right.
Where we needed to bring it back down to foundation and essentially right back up again. Any of the extension that was built onto the cottage over the years took away from the structural integrity of the old stone building. So we needed to do that, a redo completely.
When you say we, it's you and your...
Me and my wife, Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah. And just
both ye went to
we
build
are.
School.
Yeah, we
you
did.
You went to build school, yeah.
We're fast pupils, alumni.
Yeah.
For me, to take the tangible skills away from build school was important. For Samantha, it was very much a case of having the confidence in me. So
here you've hit on something here, because I asked upstairs, does this happen in any households where one partner doesn't have the confidence in the other partner to do DIY? And a lot of people put their hands up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not generalising here, I'm not being sexist, but oftentimes it's the woman who doesn't have the confidence in her man. I know that's all sorts of generalisations.
Oh, she was dead right. Right.
Oh, she's dead right. Sorry. Right, okay. So you hadn't confidence in yourself?
A little bit. Probably the overconfidence. I didn't know what I didn't know at the point.
Yes,
so
yes,
I was going into
yes.
it to really kind of open my eyes to the full spectrum of
of
knowledge and then taking little bits of it away.
Okay. Did you, when you bought that house, did you see it through rose-tinted glasses? Because there is a romantic notion about buying an old house and doing it up yourself, isn't there?
Everything we saw on the market at the time, we would have to have done something to it.
Right.
Based on the price bracket that we were buying in. So if you're stripping off paint, then why not take away the plasterboard behind it and go again? That very simplified way of looking at it. But I said, let's bring it right back, see what the character is there, see what the bones are, and try and enhance that. Because people living in these famine era cottages have had to make do with the four walls over years. And whatever money and budgets.
We have become used to our creature comforts, though.
So they had to kind of do what they could do at the time.
So what specific skills then did you want to learn and learn down at build school?
No one thing to take away.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of broaden my just general knowledge base. Because build school is very good in terms of, in the mornings typically it's theory. Then you get to put into practice what you've learned in the classroom.
So you build walls and...
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So the project that we were doing whilst on site, we could see something that didn't even have foundations in. We were literally laser leveling the ground. By the time we were walking away on the Friday afternoon, we were felting a timber frame structure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the Tiggin, it was the small home.
Yeah, it was
the name of the project that we did up there.
What a genius idea! So you paid through the course and you build for them.
Yeah, well, we have to put in some work to take down the building after the course. Yeah, we build in a modular way, so every building that we build during a build school gets taken down, and it's kind of a kit, and that gets donated to a non-profit or a charity.
Oh, brilliant!
So they have to go and build it themselves. But yeah, that's how we.
So where are you at now, Aaron, with the cottage?
We're in since November of last year.
And you're doing it bit by bit?
Yes. So I took a sabbatical to focus on it, because we crunched the numbers to make sure that it's not just pure affordability, it's cash flow. Like any of these building projects, anybody who's watched Grand Designs or Darren Vanna would know, it's a case of what you can do next, waiting for the next either paycheck or grant to come in and then go again. So if we got our... We used a local Ambi House, the timber frame company, to give us the kit. They do end-to-end projects, but we couldn't pay for them to do that. They give us the invoice within 6 months.
Yes.
We needed to drag it out over the course of 2 years. So we're in comfortable. We have a Babog on the way in January. So we need to have ourselves in a very good position by then. And I've got a bit more to do, right?
So how many rooms? You've a kitchen, a bedroom.
It's a decent size now.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a
four bedroom that we've made out of it. Yeah. Yeah.
So did you qualify for those derelict property
We went
grants?
In for nearly every grant that was available.
And you got them all?
The majority of them, right. Yeah. Luckily enough. So
you got the retrofitting, the derelict building.
Yeah. The SEAI grants. Right. We have underfloor heating with the air sourced heat pump. So we've got...
Because I remember watching one of those, you mentioned them, Dermot Bannon, Room to Improve, and I think it was around 70 grand when they got all the grants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's about that, isn't it? It's
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a game changer. It's
and
fantastic.
Just for people listening at home, is the applying for those grants, is that a sort of an administrative nightmare?
Not a nightmare.
No.
No. No, you just need to get started. You just need to get started. I think it's people talk themselves out of it, like doing any admin. Mm. It's like filling out a tax return form. Yeah. Just got to get stuck in.
It's definitely 70 grand is a lot of money a little bit of admin.
Yes.
You know, I think the hardest part of that process, we've all gotten the grant.
Oh, have you? Right. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Is getting quotes from builders, because that's part of the process, you know. So it's, that seems to be a recurring
Why is
problem.
That difficult?
Because there's not enough... tradespeople or contractors out there.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get them to sit down and do up a quote for a job that they might not do, you know? So there's a real deficit of people out
there. Is there any way around that? If the schemes had their own person to give a quote, that probably wouldn't work, would it?
You can do the work yourself,
right?
But you can't get paid for it.
Oh, right.
You know, it's a tax issue. So what they'll pay for is all the materials.
Yes.
So it's a great scheme, but it's got some little caveats that make it not so accessible for everyone.
So you got the derelict.
I did.
What's the official name for it?
The derelict grant.
Derelict grant.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a vacant home that's 50 grand, but an extra 20 if the house is going to fall down, which mine pretty much was.
Right.
So once you prove that it's unsafe, then you get the derelict grant. And I had a chimney that was listing and about to say hello to the ground, so that helped.
Yeah.
But they're really helpful in there. I found them great. Like, I rang up with loads of questions. They were just so kind and nice, you know?
Yeah. And we are in a housing crisis, so we need more of this, don't we, Keane?
Yeah. We see people coming through our doors all the time who are kind of at a dead end, you know? They can't find somewhere to live within the budget that they have. So there's people making things up, you know, they're carving new paths. And we see, obviously, we're seeing a kind of a filtered portion of the population.
It's not for everybody, obviously.
But people who are willing to give it a go and have a bit of kind of intrigue in the process and everything, we're, a place for those people to go and get a bit of a start.
Yeah. What about the low days, Aileen? And I'm sure there must be low days.
Yes, there are. And of recent days, actually, because I've now moved into a caravan in my back garden.
Right.
Which is, everything's a little bit harder, let's put it that way.
Yes, yeah.
But it'll be worth it in the end.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? Because you've put the effort in, and it's a bigger version of putting up a shelf and putting your hands on your hips and going, I did that. It's the bigger version of that, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
To be able to stand back and see essentially a building that you had, if not single-handedly, you had a hand in every element of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very satisfying.
Yeah, extremely satisfying. I can see how that would appeal. Yeah.
And it's a very iterative process as well, you know. There's just so many little wins along the way when you're doing your own work, you know.
And you have to sort of not celebrate them, but you have to acknowledge those.
Yes.
Because it is a long journey. Mm-hmm. Excuse that, the J word. It's a long process, isn't it? Yeah. So what's your... When are you going to finish completely, before the baby, after the baby?
Depends on who's asking now.
All right. Right.
I suppose I got the deadline of Christmas.
So what about you, Aileen?
Well, I've been told I'll be in at some early in the new year, but I would reckon that means May.
Okay. Keane?
We've been in for over a year, nearly 2 years.
What did you say? It's a work in progress.
Yeah. We had a baby on the way as well, which is why we had to get in before it was finished, you know.
Like a baby to speed things up.
There really isn't. Yeah.
So it's common knowledge. Will people find you if they put common knowledge into...
Yeah, probably. Yeah, ourcommonknowledge.org is the website.
Ourcommonknowledge.org. It's brilliant stuff, and wish you well with everything.
Thanks very much,
Ray.
Thank you.
Keane Corcoran, Aileen Crossley and Aaron Kedward. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.